Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. What a week.
It has been quite a week, and actually it's been quite a time getting this podcast recorded. This is, I don't know how many takes, but...
Yeah, I was having trouble with setup, and then we got tickled.
Well, you were recording, and I didn't know it, and I was just saying random silly things, and so, yeah. So here we are. I guess, still saying random silly things.
It's like we've been locked in the house too long.
I think we have, yeah. I'm pretty sure. It's snowing right now. It's the end of January, and we are thinking all things garden.
We are, and we are super, super excited to announce a long-awaited online course.
Yeah, we decided this week that we were just going to work really, really hard and completely focus most of our attention. I mean, I did a little bit of stuff with the new seedlings, but mostly we focused our attention on getting this course at least launched.
That's right. And we've been talking about it for at least a year now. We field a lot of questions. Honestly, most of those come to you because they're gardening questions. And we've talked about putting this all into a course. And I started researching platforms to put that on. And we've been talking on the podcast about new tools like the GoPro. And it's a real thing now.
Yeah, I mean, might seem like that putting a course together is not that complicated, but this has been quite the process, and I really kind of feel like it's a major victory because it is a lot to create the material, and then you have to edit, and you know, when you're recording things that I say, clearly there's a lot of editing, and so you've been working hard on that, and we are in the middle of nowhere with like the slowest internet connection ever.
We are. And when you're working with video, those are huge files. So not only have I learned to edit video files, but I also had to learn to compress them and then upload, figure out how all the pages on this new platform work. And you know what's weird is I get frustrated, but I enjoy working out those details.
Yeah, I'm glad that you like doing that. That's something that I did a lot of in my previous work before I retired. And so I don't have a whole lot of interest in that part of it. But some of it kind of makes sense. You know, when I look at what you've done, it's like, yeah, I recognize that tool. And those kinds of things really make a lot of sense. And it makes me excited to get this launched.
So one of the things that we had to do in the background of all this was make a little trip to town to get better internet access.
Yeah, because it was taking to do like a 3 or 4 minute video, because these are all short clips. I mean, because we want people to be able to have time for discussion and, you know, you just don't want to be overwhelmed with that. I personally get tired of looking at a screen and, you know, that's not something I like a lot anyway. Like a 4 minute video was taking you, what, an hour maybe?
Yes. And I couldn't let the screen go dark.
Right. You had to
I couldn't let
with it
power off. Yeah. It was quite the ordeal. So one day we checked into the possibility of using the Eastern Illinois University Library.
Yeah. It was nice to be back at Booth Library.
It was so cool. So we're giving a huge shout out and cowbell to Booth Library. Thank you for letting us come and use your services. It was great to be there.
We were safely distanced. They're doing a fantastic job at cleaning and distancing and enforcing mask wearing. So we felt very safe in their facility.
Yeah, and we caught up with a couple of friends that work at the library, both Arlene and Diane. So that was really cool. And it was good to be off of the farm, be back into a familiar place, and to be out in the community again.
It was. It's, really amazing to have that interaction when we haven't for a long time.
Yeah, and we decided that we need to spend more time at Booth Library.
So they will be seeing us regularly.
Yes.
Because not only is it a great facility for using internet access, but just the resources they have available. And the environment did something to me in terms of creativity and writing. And I don't know how many times while we were sitting there, I said to you, I'm going to make this a habit. Yeah, this is good for me.
We were surrounded by books. So that's kind of like, that's like me being surrounded by compost.
It made me want to write. So that's my plan. But in order to do that and to clear space in my head to write, I needed to get my part of this course finished. You had been very cooperative with allowing me to video your every step in.
Much more than I wanted to be honest.
So we did. And that's the plan for this video course. It's called Gardening the Five Feline Farm Way. And we are documenting every step of your process as you grow food for us and to sell. And we're putting it out there in video, in some written form, supplemental documents. We're going to do that throughout the year. And what we've done is we are launching February 1st, tomorrow, the official launch date. There will be a link in the show notes. And as we add material, it's going to grow into really a huge course.
Yeah, I think it has a good start already. And, I always want to put this disclaimer out there. There's a million different ways to do different gardening techniques. And this is just simply how we do it at Five Feline Farm. And I will say that I think we've been a little successful. We've had a lot of fails, and I talk about some of those in the videos, and I will have a lot more fails, possibly even on video.
And we're going to share all of that information because I think as you watch someone else do it, you listen to someone else talk about it, you get those ideas, and you can learn from our experience what to do, what not to do, how you want to tweak it for your own home and garden.
And it helps, I think, it helps to see someone actually like starting seeds. So we started all the way from selecting seeds and all the way to the point we did some garden tour. Obviously, it's not very nice to do garden tours at the farm right now, but we'll update. And I think, there are at least a dozen videos or so.
Oh, yes.
So there's quite a bit. And we do have plants up now. And so that's pretty cool. I started plants a couple weeks ago. And some of the trays have 100% germination. So we may have a whole bunch of tomatoes and things like that.
That makes me happy. Yeah. Because I need to process a lot of tomato sauce this year.
So we'll see how they do and if they make it to the greenhouse and then into the garden. Let's hope so. But they're off to a good start. We have a lot of herbs that are up, peppers, eggplant. Things are looking good. I'm getting ready to think about the next round. I did have some seeds as we talked about. I always start with the oldest seeds first and just to see if they will germinate. And I didn't really do a viability test with those because I have so much time and I need something to do. I just thought I would try them. But I do have some that I'd started that there's maybe 10% or so of those that came up. So those will get pulled.
And we will show that process. Yeah, and we will add that video about the time that you give it and what you will then do in terms of replanting. And our end goal is that over this year, we add all of those process videos and information. There's discussion forums available. And at the end of all of this, you will have a total course that is valued at least $119. But I sound like one of those infomercials now.
Yeah, you kind of do. That's what I was thinking. And I thought, okay, what's next? Are you going to say,
But wait, there's more. If you sign up now, you get lifetime access to everything we add to this course for only $19. So be an early adopter. Get in now because that price will go up. We may raise it again like in July when we've got a whole chunk of additional information. But there's easily more than $19 worth of value there right now.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, we have some PDFs that can be downloaded, like hardiness zone maps, and hopefully things that are helpful to people, not just the information. Again, it's a starting point. Everyone needs to find what they, how much they want to spend on a grow station. You know, they don't need to spend what we do. Maybe they don't even want to have as many plants as what we need. But it's fun if you're growing plants in a pot or if you're growing for market like we have in the past.
One of the things I'm hopeful we can add is recording some Zoom calls where people can come on and ask you questions, and then we'll have replays available. That's one of my dreams. I don't know if it's one of yours or not for this course, but maybe.
I don't know. I was afraid you were going to say like you wanted to rent me out or something like that. And I
kind of am, because you are the primary focus in this. I only prepare
That's
food.
Scary.
I don't garden. I'm just doing the documentation, so.
But we do, we have a discussion about how we select seeds and then what your role is in that, because you do most of the preserving. I do a lot of the harvest and do some of the help with the preserving. But in terms of like the business, you're the one that's certified to do that. You're the one that does all of that. So, you know, it's important for us to have a conversation, because, you know, I'm going to go wild with it and just plant like 5.5 acres of eggplant.
You might do that, and that's not something that I preserve or that we eat consistently enough to have 5.5 acres of fairy tale eggplant.
Well, that might be an exaggeration, but you know what I mean.
Yes. Now, tomatoes, on the other hand, we eat a lot of tomato products, and you sell a lot of tomatoes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, I don't think we could probably have enough tomatoes, but there is a point where we need to just stop. I think I have about, oh, I don't know, maybe 200 plants started so far. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it won't be, because I'll probably plant 80 or so at least. And then we sell some. And then, you know, who knows what else we'll do with them. But
so if you have questions, things that you would like for us to cover in this course as we move forward, shoot those to us. We will be happy to answer your questions or direct you to somewhere that you can get an answer.
Yeah, and I think that there's already some other course ideas that are coming up. It looks like, I don't know when those will happen, but as I was looking into the course site, I could see that you already have some other ideas out there for some other courses, and that's super cool.
Yes.
So that some of those will be things that you have much more knowledge about, and I'll probably be the one behind the camera, as it should be.
I think not. But we're excited. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. It's something that you have shared information in various formats a lot, and we're pulling it all together. So it's going to be a fun experience for everyone, I hope.
It's quite the celebration, I think, that we need to have. And we would appreciate, as you see those out on social media, we send you email wherever you get information about this, if even if you're not interested in gardening, share it with your friends. There's a lot of people right now that are interested in gardening. And if you have tried to purchase seeds, you know that there are a lot of seeds already that are sold out because a lot of people are interested in gardening now.
So garden along with us this year.
That's right. It'll be fun.
It will be fun.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.